Hiya. So, having grown followings on social media platforms into the multiple tens of thousands and not in the make money with digital products niche, just to add that there, I'm going to share with you how to leverage the efforts you make with your content to grow and make sales. Because I'll be honest, I am not a lover of social media. So anything, and I mean anything, that I do on there has to be intentional, have a purpose and get me the results I desire and not be a complete time suck. I leverage it, and so anything that I teach about content comes from that place. It's not about wanting to grow big numbers or be on reels all day, but it's as a strategy. My focus is always on my number one value, which is freedom. And that especially became more so since raising a child who is neurodivergent and having a personal health condition diagnosed, which means sometimes I just need to stop and be there for me. That can be as simple as going out in nature or reading a book or in my garden or just cooking in my kitchen, but just being there for me. Now, you probably discovered me on Instagram, but what I'm sharing here does stand no matter what platform you're on. Okay? When it comes to selling on social media, one of the best things that you can do is go all in on one platform. Learn how you get results on there, the ones that you desire, and then master it. Because social media is constantly shifting and changing, and that's why it's best to focus on one so that you can quickly adapt and change when trends do hit, okay? Or when algorithms do hit, because you know the platform. And that way you'll be able to get faster results. And also, doing this will allow for you to be consistent because you're familiar with how it works and you're not splitting your focus or your time over all the different social medias. You will be able to jump in, do what needs to be done, and jump out again. Okay? That being said, you have to understand that each platform works differently. The way you make sales on it, the way you build your audience, it works differently. But that's why I said master one platform. Because some will be faster than others to get traction, some will be peaking, and some will be slowing down. What you need to be doing, though, is training your people to take some kind of action from your content. Because at the end of the day, your social media, your content is meant to be a means to an end. It's not your business, it's part of your business. And going all in also includes your content and what you want to be known for. How does it directly relate to the digital products that you want to sell? Because that matters. You can't go on social media, have all this consistency and be showing up, but one day you're talking about one thing and then the next day you're talking about something completely different. And you might be telling them what you've had for dinner and then you suddenly you're trying to sell them something, completely unrelated. And you can't then expect people to know how you can help them and how they can get your digital products to help them solve it because you're not kind of staying within your niche, within your what you're there to help them with. I chose Instagram at the time of recording this to teach about digital products because yes, I like it. It's good as a social media platform, but mainly because they offer a way to get your audience to take easier action with things like the many chat feature. Okay? And also, there's room for growth on there right now. So I knew going all in on there would mean I could leverage any effort I put in. And the one thing that you should always be doing, no matter how much traction you get on social media, which I've said this in an earlier audio, is you should be growing your email list. Getting your followers and those diehard fans off of your social media and on to your email list. Do not let social media be the only thing that you are doing to grow your audience, because it's also about growing your business and making consistent sales. So you want to be growing your email audience because you want to be creating a business that gives you the time and the freedom to do what it is that you want to do as an entrepreneur and to remember what your values are, why you're doing this. Because I know for me, it is about me being an entrepreneur and to following what I love doing. I really love being an entrepreneur, but it's also about being strategic as that entrepreneur in creating the life that I want, by making my rules, okay? So with social media, you really need to focus in and nail down what it is you need to be doing and what's working for you and keep going in that direction, not going in 10 different directions on social media or trying to chase numbers because you think that's what it's about. It's about the results you get from those numbers, okay? Use social media for what it is. It's a powerful and mostly free way to build an audience and to get your products out there. Because done right, social media does not have to be about having large audiences. It's about what you do with the people you do have, and what you're doing with those that you're bringing in at the same time. Okay, so remember that when you are trying to make those sales and trying to build your audience, that the two should go in hand. They should be coming into your audience, knowing that there's an action they need to take if they're going to stay in your audience. Okay, bye for now.